Gemara Erubin, Daf Gimel, Reis Dabes Dings, Adu Neshmat, Avram Ben Esther, Refuah Shelem Adina Batsara, Shelem Oli Ezer, Ben Chaya Sara Elka, Enna Refer Lahem, Enna Refer Lahem, For the Nefesh, For the Guf, For Tam Kerabad, Abo Vechen, Yirasom Adamar, Amen, Belechbod, Neshmat, Rav Nachman Bar Feiga, זכותו יגן עלינו ועל כל עם ישראל אמן that we're learning tonight's daf by his ציון and the city of Uman. We continue on the bet amud bet or on the bottom line. We continue questions on the Shita of Rav. We learned already that if a person, if there's a mavui is an alleyway. So in order to carry in the alleyway, even though the alleyway is the Shuta Yahid Min HaTorah, because we're talking about it's narrow, and it also is Satum, it's closed off. However, the Hakamim mandated to make what's called Hekshir Mavui, to kosher the Mavui in order to prepare it, to allow it to carry. Hekshir Mavui is to put a Korah. Korah is a horizontal beam you place at the entrance of the Mavui. This Korah serves as a Hekir, so the people will know that this place over here is different than a Reshut HaRabim, so they won't come to carry in the Reshut HaRabim. So the Mishnah said that if the Korah is above 20 Amot high, you must lower it. Where did we get this 20 Amah Shi'ud? Maybe it's 25, maybe it's 30. Rav said we learned it from Petcho Shel Echal. The Echal in the Beit HaMikdash was also 20 high, and we see the Torah calls it Petah Ohel Moed. It's called the Petah. Therefore, from Mavui to be a Petah, up to 20 Amah is a Petah, which can be fixed. Over 20, no. That's what we learned till now. The Gemara asked on that bit a few questions on Rav, and now the Gemara is going to continue to ask some questions. According to you, Rav, that learned that Petah Mavui from the Hechal, Lo Tihanele Amal Tera, shouldn't help in a Mavui in Amal Tera. Which means we're going to learn later on that if there's an Amal Tera, I'm not going to tell you what an Amal Tera is yet, because the Gemara doesn't tell us what it is. But if there's some type of protrusion, we'll call it, or something that looks different in the Mavui, even though it's more than 20 Amah high, it's okay. So Gemara says, but if we're learning from the Hechal, Lo Te'ane Le Amal Tera, this Amal Tera should not help the Hechal. Amal Tera Havya, the Echal had this protrusion or had this special image on it, and still Vafidu Hache Eslim Amahu de Gavoa, and still was only allowed to have 20. Which means we know by Mavui, if you have this Amal Tera, it can be more than 20. What do you mean? If you're following the rule of Echal, Echal had the Amal Tera and still was only 20. Ditnan, we learn Hamesh Amal Terot Shel Mila. Mila is not Brit Mila over here. Mila is a type of wood. It's called the Etz of Milin. Hayu Al Gabav on the top of the Echal, on the Peta of the Echal, Zu Lemala Mizu, Vizu Lemala Mizu. So again, woods. Five pieces of woods going up. So you had a nice structure of Amal Terot, they call it. Five structures of wood. So we know that the Echal had this Amal Terot, and still, only 20. Samara says, even though that was higher than 20, but still the Echal, the Petah's only called. What do you mean? If you have an Amal Terot, you can even be more. But we see that why the Echal's not like that. The Gemara says, "V'hai mighty yufta." You're trying to give a knockout question to Rav. You're trying to give a tiyufta. What's the tiyufta? What's the question? ואי מהי תיושתה דלמה כי תניה היא דאמלטרות בעולם תניה. Who told you maybe that Mishnah that was talking about the Amalterot was in the Ulam? Ulam was the outer room. Who told you that these Amalterot were in the Hechal? Rav learned from the Hechal. So Gemara says, "Why my kushya? What's the question? Delma tavdit Hechal ke tavdit Ulam. We know we have a tradition that the way the Ulam was built, the Hechal was built. And then we follow the same petah. And if you had a malterot on the outside, you had a malterot on the inside. So never get that out of your mind. There was a malterot in the Hechal. If you were thinking to try to get out of this question by saying, oh, there was a malterot in the Hechal. There was. Oh, so now the Gemara says, now we're going to ask the question. Now that we got that out of the way, now we ask the question. Alama amar bi il'a amarav Rehava arba'a af al pi she'ena b'ri'a. That we're talking about over here, two halachot regarding this crossbeam. Number one, rehava arba'a. It's got to be four tefahim wide, even though it's not b'ri'a. B'ri'a literally means healthy, but over here means even though it's not strong. Meaning it's a flimsy, thin piece of wood that cannot even hold a brick and a half. Doesn't matter. It's still kishena. V'im yeshla amal tera. Afilu gevoha yoter me'asrim amah. Enu sarik lema'ed. That's the point that we need. That if the mabui has an amal tera, even if the crossbeam is above 20, you don't have to lower it. Oh, so now the question is finished. If you're learning from Echal, Echal had an amaltera, and still you told me only 20. So Amar Rav Yosef, amaltera, this din that you told me that the amaltera lets you go even above 20, matnitahi, it's a braita, which means Rav never said it, even though we thought Rav said it, because we said above, Alama Amar Bi Ilha Amar Rav. So Rav is the one that said that if you have an Amaltera in the Mabui, you can go even above 20. No, Rav wasn't saying it from himself. Rav was quoting a Braita. But he himself doesn't know like that Braita. So it's not a Stira against Rav. So Rav says, Man Katanila. No, who learned that Braita? Amar Abaye Beha Hama Bered Rava Bar Abu Katanila. And Hama bar Abu was an authentic rabbi, and therefore the Braita is a legitimate Braita. So if Rav is quoting, you want to know, I was quoting a Braita, who says the Braita is legitimate anyway? Some of the Braita were not authentic. Gemara is like, no, we know this Braita was authentic. So if the Braita was authentic, so the Kauna, we have a Sida. Gemara says, Veteve amaltera matnita. Even if you want to say that this din of Amal Tera with the Mavui is a Braita, and even if you want to say Rav didn't say it, V'tikshele Rav, but bottom line, you're going to ask it's a question on Rav, because bottom line, the Braita is a Braita. How's Rav going to answer it? So Gemara says, Amalach, so Rav will answer. We have an answer for Rav. What's your answer? Dan ana mehacha, he says, hold it. Take me out of this picture over here. Which means, you're shooting this question against me. Oh, you're the rabbi that learned from the Hechal. Because you learned from the Hechal. So therefore, the Chaurab Mavui has to follow Hechal. And we see Hechal, Amal Tera didn't help. And by Mavui, Amal Tera does help. Take me out of the picture over here. Make believe I didn't say that you're learning from the Hechal. Still, Matnayata Milo Kashan Ahadade. You have a question from the Braitot anyway, because we learned in a Braita on the bed, Mavui Shihu Gavoa Me'asim Amma Yoten Mepahot Mepetroshenechal Yemaret, which means the Braita, we don't forget about me. Rav had a Braita that said they learned from the Echal. So therefore, you can have to square off the two Braitot. Braita says you learn from the Echal, and another Braita says that if you have a mantra, it's okay even above 20. So he says, Ela, what are you going to say? Ma'itlak lememar Tanehi. Very good. So you're going to have to say that it's a mahlokin amongst the Tanaim. According to the opinion that learns it from the that learns Mabui from the Echal, Enechaname. Enechaname, you learn from Echad is 20 is 20. And I don't care about Amantras. But if you don't learn from the Echad, then the Amantra will help you. He says, so therefore, just like you square off the blind thought like that, and therefore I hold that what to learn from the Echad. Very good. Kevara says, I'm now Amar Yisakamah. Yes. That one's it, yeah.
Maybe
you should learn the Maltra, what? Why are you taking it aside from it? If you're learning the Hekah, and the Hekah was playing a Maltra, then you only need
your care to have a Maltra, meaning the Chumrah. Instead of learning it to Kula, learn it to Chumrah.
Are you also
in a
Maltra?
Are
you also
in
a Maltra?
Is that a question?
Now they're saying it's just two shittot. One shittah learns from Hechal, Mavuz Hechal, and if Mavuz Hechal is 20 aman, see you later. Mantras don't affect me. Adam just saying, why don't you say the 20 aman? You need an amantra. You need 20 aman less plus an amantra. Why do you learn like that? We're not saying that. We're saying it's 20 aman maximum. The other shittah says, no, I don't learn from Hechal, therefore amantras will help me even go above 20.
I think it's because the Mishnah tells you that it's
20.
So
that,
the amount
that is
out,
like
we have to get rid of it
in order to make it. We're not
adding
it to the 20. We're not adding it to the 20.
No, I mean, that's
the truth. We're not telling that. He's learning differently. Which means, even without Rav's opinion, that learns from the Hechal. Matnayata ahadadi lakashyam. Which means there's no stira. Forget about Rav learning from the Echal. The Braitor are not a stira against each other. Why? The Rabbanan Korah Ta'ma Mai. What's the reason why you have to put a Korah? What's the reason why you put a Korah and have to be within 20 Amma? Because Mishum Ekera. That's the whole key now. Now we're saying Ekera because you have to see it. Something that's above 20, you don't notice it. Something within 20, you have Ekera. Oh, so therefore really, if the whole reason is because of Hekera, so therefore in Hekerame, if it has an Amaltera, the Amaltera was something odd, and therefore since it's an odd structure that's coming out, even above 20, there'll be Hekera, because people look, they notice it, this Biritot coming out, these protrusions coming out, so if the whole reason is Hekera, there's not even Amaltera, so hey, but you told me that from Hekal. If you learn from Echal, the Echal had an Amal tonight, still you told me 20. No, don't be so literal. Ve'adiktani yater mepetcho shel Echal simana be'alma. It's just coming to tell you the shiur of 20. It's not getting into the Amal. You shouldn't think 30 Amma, 40 Amma. It's like the shiur of a regular Mabui is 20. Ve'siman, to remember that, is mepetcho shel Olam. Of course, but if it's as a mantra, it can be even higher than 20. Your whole question was, you thought when we said Mina Ulam, it's Mamaj, exactly like the Ulam. No, Ami talks, it's not exactly like the Ulam. The Ulam is just having it, how you remember the number 20. Everybody knows the Shura of the Ulam is 20 Amahai. So you know, that's 20. Instead of, you could have said something else. You could have 20 because she would have the building on the street of everybody knows it's 20. They picked the Ulam. Happens to be 20. Oh, but the Ulam, a Maltero, don't get involved with the Maltero. Then the Maltero, a Maltero, then the Mabu will be kosher as well. Even above 20. Which is Hekera. And a Maltero, don't about it. Give you a Heker. Because the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Hanicha, Ilos, Virale, Hadrabba. He's good if he doesn't hold like what Abbas says. We'll see what Abbas says in a second. And Ais Virale had Rabba, but if he holds what Abbas says, Dama Rabba, that the reason why a Sukkah also we said
20
Amma. Diktiv Viman Yidru Dorotechem Kiba Sukkot Oshafti. That you have to know that a Kalbaru could put us in Sukkot. You have to know you're sitting in the Sukkah. Adesim Amma Adam Yodea Shedar Besukkah. Emadam Esim Amma En Adam Yodea Mishum Telo Shelta Ba'ena. Because the eyes of a person don't go up. They don't follow a wall all the way up to see the sky. Alma Degabe Sukkah Name Bekera Pelike. It's the same halakha. The machloket over between Hakamim and Rabbi Yehuda, if you look at Masechet Sukkah, It's the same machloket. Hakamim say sukkah's got to be within 20. And the Biudah says even more. So it's the same machloket. Hekira. So the Gemara says if negu betarte lamali. What do I need the machloket in two places? Bottom line, one place is enough to tell me that up to 20 amah, according to the rabbis, is a hekir. And the Biudah says you don't need it. Why do you have to tell it to me? Ben b'mavui. Ben b'sukkah, you tell me the same machloket with the same reasonings twice. So Gemara says, no, tzericha. You need both cases, mabui and sukkah. Yes.
So,
there's other reasons why sukkot are pasul. If you tell me another reason, not hekir, good. So sukkah is one reason, and the mabui is another reason. So the machloket.
What should have been said?
One of the two.
No, so you wouldn't give the
deen
of
sukkah. Give me the deen of sukkah of 20 amas pasul, and I would know mabui automatically. Why would I go? If you say if the inyan is 20 amad is a kid issue, don't go to the bar.
The Mishnah doesn't need to tell us that we need a Korah to be have a hikir. Doesn't need to tell us that it needs to be a Korah?
Yes, it should say. Hikshir Mabui Korah.
Korah.
I know already from Sukkah that if it's hekir reasons, 20 is the magic number, and unless the 20 is going to be good. Yes. You don't get to get to that detail anymore.
So tell me that mabui is kosher.
First Mishnah should say, hekshir, mabui, mechay, or korah.
Just tell me how big.
Tell me how big. Are you repeating what we said in Sukkah? No, according to Nava, you're right. Nava would explain that Mishnah. Tam shel ze mishum ekera. Good. Once you know that already, the destiny. The Nava would tell it to us. Nava would say, "Nigamara, must be the Mishnah hekera." But now that you know the reason of the korah has nothing to do with 20 amah. The Korah, the reason why you put it there is Hezekir, Fekshir Mavui. Once you know all that information, you don't get to get into the detail of 20 Amah. That's something that I know from Sukkah. Why are you not grabbing it? The Mishnah just could start off like this in Erubin. Hezekir Mavui Korah. And Gemara. Korah Lamali. Amalava Mishu Mekera. Beautiful. Now I know everything. Now, on my own, I say, all right, take it out business. Back to Sukkah. Just like Sukkah was Hekira, and you can't go above 20. Why write the Mahlok and the Biudah? Give me twice. That's the question.
That's not Mahlok. I always say, you can choose the Deen of 20, I'm not saying in Mishnah.
Right, don't say 20.
Is it not Mahlok? I also thought that thing what you said, to look at it. So maybe it's Mahlok. Why don't you make a Stam Mishnah? So I said, maybe it's Stam Mishnah.
Right, don't say it.
I don't know Mahlok in Sukkah.
We would have learned it from there.
Let's write it here, Rabbi. Now
I'm not going to know the 20, I'm not everything I'm not.
So comes the Gemara and says.
So don't like
20 amot. Right, I know from Sukkah. One of the two places. I don't know which place was more important. The Gemara is saying you need both, but at this point you're right. Rather than one place, than the other place. So Gemara says, no, you need it both places. Ve'sericha. Yishmeinu gebe Sukkah. If you just told me the machloket gebe Sukkah. What are you doing in Sukkah? You sit in the Sukkah. When a person sitting, what's his derech to do when he sits? He looks up, his eyes wander up. So therefore it's okay if it's above 20. But Mavu is what? You're walking. And people, when they walk, they don't look up. Maybe they agree to the rabbis that above 20 is no good. That's why I had to tell me that even my Mavu, Rabbi Yehuda argues, the you just told me the case, by Mavu, because you're walking. Because you're sitting. So therefore I would say it's okay. Come on, Shana Banan argue even in Sukkah. Because we need the Mahloket to be written twice. Oh, now we get amazing Gemara. The Gemara spoke about Amaltras. I didn't tell what it is. Now we finish with the Amaltra business. The Gemara asks the question. By Amaltra. Now, obviously, you didn't need to know what it is exactly in the beginning. All you needed to know is it's something that is a protrusion that stands out, that allows you to be above 20 because your eyes are going to look at this funny item and therefore it's going to be okay. But now the Gemara says, Maya Maltra. Rab Hama Bere Deraba Bar Abu Amar Kine. What's Kine? Birds' nests that were coming off the pit of the Ulam. So if you put these birds' nests that are coming out of the pit of the ulam on a mavui, it's okay, it's noticeable. Now, slabs of cedar wood that are on the side of the wall that are protruding. We have a couple of pictures for that. He puts the slabs of wood on the side wall of the mavui. Those couple of woods over there. Yeah, coming out of the side of the wall over there. So there. Even if it's more than 20, you'll say, oh, there's woods on the wall over there. There's woods on the wall over there. So Gemara says, what's more vacant? Man de amar piske darza. According to the opinion, it says it's these woods that are on the wall called sheken kine. Or the more so, kine would be out, because that's really an odd thing to have these bird's nests. Man de amar kine, but the brother says bird's nest. That's a big hekir. However, I'm a pesked darza. No, that's not such a hekir. If we're zaken machshir to above 20 amar, uman de amar pesked darza. And the opinion that says these pieces of woods that are coming out of the wall, my tama. What's the reason why you're telling me it's hekir? Mishum de nafish mashka, because they're very long, and therefore it draws the eye. Veha sukkah de nafish mashke. Sukkah also is very wide. And therefore, the sukkah should also catch the eye. Kamri Rabbanan. The rabbi still said no. Rabbi said 20 amas is no good. So Gemara says, Ela kevan de kahashi itle kala. Something to do with this. It's got to do with the fact that they're very expensive and they're very hashuv. So therefore, these cedar woods. People talk about it. Oh, you saw those cedar woods? Unbelievable. You see the wood. People look at it over there. But regular sukkah, even though the shape of it is a high shape and it's wide, it's not going to draw attraction to the top of it. It's the hashivut of it that draws the attraction. Okay. Now we get to an interesting question. We said the Korah is 20 amah high. Okay? Let's say part of the Korah is above 20 and part of the Korah is below 20. You understand the question? If this Korah was at 16, so another question, nothing to talk about. Beautiful, that's perfect. Now it's at the 20 mark. The Korah itself is one Ammah. So therefore, one Ammah is at 21 and one Ammah is at whatever. Well, half Ammah is at 20, above 20, half Ammah is at 20. So the question is that going to be good or not? So Gemara says, Miksat Korah betoch esrim, Miksat Korah lemala meesrim, Miksat skak betoch esrim, Miksat skak lemala meesrim. Same thing by Sukkah. Part of the skak is at the 20 point, the part of it's above. What do you say? In such case, Amar Abba, Bemavui kasher. Besukah pasut. Kaka, Chok Yisrael. By Mavui, you're going to say it's kasher, and by Sukkah, pasut. Gemara wants to know what's the difference. By Shena, Bemavui de kasher. What's the reason why you say Mavui kasher? Tamrinan kalosh. What's kalosh? Make believe it's not there. Shave it off. Shave that that portion that's above 20. So then you have a thin korah. So you're okay. So you want the same money that you're shaving. Sukana me lema kalush. So make believe that above 20 is not there. Shave it off, and you start skak on the bottom. Kebrazana ikalash habi lechamata meruba b'silta. I have a problem because if you shave it off by the sukkah, it's possible that your sukkah now is going to have more sunlight than that shade. Which means you can't afford to get rid of that skak. You need that skak over there to get to your more shade than sun. So the Gemara says, oh. I accept that. But then you have to say the same thing by Mavui. Whatever you're going to say by one place, you have to say by the other place. Ha-chaname, I-kalash, ta-habiyala korah, ni-telet beruach. If you're going to thin it out, it's going to be such a weak korah that it can blow away in the wind. And the law is that the korah has to be substantial. So just like you're telling me, oh, sukkah no good. You can't weaken it. You can't shave it off. Good. You can't shave it off by Mavu either. Ela, that's not the reason. The reason is Al Korhach. You have to say Na'asu Kishapudim Shel Matechet. That you have to say that what? That when it comes to the Korah, even though you shaved it off, we say that the bottom part that stayed, we treat it like a piece of metal. And therefore it's strong. Because really, It's really there. We're mad at us. We'll look at it like it's not there because you don't need it. The bottom line, it's a strong Korah. So who Adina say by Sukkah also? Get rid of it. Make believe it's not there. The bottom line, it is there. And therefore, it still will be more Siltah. It'll be more Shade then. So that cannot be the reason. So you have to find a new reason why by my boy it's Kasher and by Sukkah it's Pasul. It was Amar Amar, Mefer Zekriyah. Sukkah deliyachidi lo mitkar. Avoid the rabim metkere ahadate. Sukkah, who sits in a sukkah? Even an individual sits in a sukkah. And therefore, what we worried about, which means, let's say, the sukkah gets messed up a little and the bottom skach is taken away. Now you just have skach that's above 20. If you have skach, part of it's above 20, it's below 20. Let's say the part below 20 got rinsed, it got spoiled, it got the wood rotted. So now you just have wood above. Nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to remind the guy. Guy walks into the sukkah, sits in. Nobody's going to tell him. Therefore, it's pasul. I'm not going to allow you to sit when miksat is lemala, miksat is lemata, gizera, that the whole thing will be lemala. And since sukkah is only by even an individual sister, nobody's going to be able to remind him. But mavui, who uses the mavui? The public. And therefore, if that happens, somebody's going to say, oh, Rabotai, we can't use it. The Korah is only above 20 now. We don't have anything below 20. Ravina Amar, I argue on the understanding. Sukkah de Oraita Ahmiru Bar Banan. Abu de Rabbanan or Ahmiru Bar Banan. Different answer. Sukkah de Oraita. Sukkah de Oraita, Rabbi Zabahmir. If even a part is above and part is below, Sukkah de Oraita Asur. But who is only the Banan? The Banan will go to Kula. The Gemara is what I mean. The opposite. The opposite. Gemara says, the Badabar Matamati, the Alish Matadar Baipcha. Amar Rava, he learned Mavui Pasul Sukkah Keshera. He learned the exact different halakha. Sukkah is Keshera if it's up and down, part up, part down, and Mavui is Pasul. Oh, you're going to say same Lashona. Continue. Mai Shena Sukkah de Keshera. What's the reason why Sukkah Keshera? Da Amrinan Kalush. Ah, Mavui Name. Nem Lema Kalush. Ah, ikalash. If you're going to say that it's going to be kalush by the mavui, have the Korani tell it beruah. Ah, hachaname ikalash. If you're going to take away the sukkah, have the hamata meruba besilta. El al korhan nasi silta mechomata. Hachaname al korhan nasi kishfudin shel matechet. Same back and forth, and therefore the Gemara still doesn't know the reason why one is kasher and one is pasul. Amar Rav mefarzekia. Sukkah deliyachidi rameh an nafshe umitkar. Amazing Samara. Sukkah, who's in charge of the sukkah? One guy's in charge of the sukkah. My sukkah. I'm going to make sure that the sukkah is kishira. And therefore, even if part is up and part is low, it'll never come when the whole thing is going to be up. Because if it's up, I'll manage it. I know I'm responsible for my sukkah. Therefore, since I'm responsible for my sukkah, I'll pay attention to it. However, this Gemara gives a tremendous lesson in when two people are given to do a job. When two people are given a job, it doesn't get done. Because everybody says, he'll take care of it, he'll take care of it. And then Gavran says, however, Mavui de Rabimi, Samchi Adade, Velo Mitkire. What's going to happen? Part of it's going to go up above 20. All of it's going to go above 20. What's going to happen? Oh, he'll fix it. He'll fix it. Then he'll take care of it. What ends up happening? Nobody fixes it. The Gemara's down the ancient, the famous saying, Kidder ad the bishut fair, they have a pot of food that belongs to two partners, lo hamima velo kiida. It's neither hot nor cold, which means if they need to heat it up, it'll never get heated, because each guy's going to say, he did it, he did it. Then they come back, hey, how come it's cold? Oh, I thought you were doing it, I thought you were doing it. Or a pot that's supposed to be cold, it won't be cold. Because everybody that told the other guy cooled it off. Same thing over here. Mavui, since everybody walks through it, we're worried that nobody's going to take care of it, and therefore we have to be more mahmir. Rabina Amar, Sukkah Deoraita lo ba'chizuk, Mavui de Rabbanan ba'chizuk. Different answer. Sukkah Deoraita. On Deoraita laws, people are strict. Deoraita is Deoraita. They're scared of Deoraita. So you don't have to be too strict sometimes. Because the Deoraita is strict on its own, you could afford to be lenient because the people by themselves have a strictness to Deoraita. But by Mabui, which the whole thing is Rabbanan, which people tend to be light and lax on the Rabbanan, so then we have to be strict on the Rabbanan, and half is up and half is down, no good. Okay, now the Gemara wants to know what's the bottom line, because we have two different opinions over here. I have Alam, Rabba Bar Ula Amar, Zeba Zeh Pasul, Rabba Amar Zeba Zeh Kasher. Okay, I've got extreme opinions. Some say both is good, some say both is no good. Halal Sukkah Tram. Halal Mavui Tram. What's the reason why Kasher? Now that we discussed 20, what did we discuss 20? What was the 20 business? 20 is the halal. Halal means from underneath the Korah down. That's where you need 20. We're not counting the 20 from the Korah, the top of the Korah. So I don't care how high the Korah is. As long as from the bottom of the Korah, on the inside, from the bottom of the Korah to the floor is 20, it's okay. So who cares if part of the Korah or Schach? Or Schach, the same thing. As long as from the bottom of the Schach to the floor is 20, we're good. That's what Moshe Kasher. Halal, Mavuitanan. Halal, Schach, Sukatra, Halal, Mavuitanan. Abba, then a papa, then a ba, Tanya, the Messiah, lach. So you know something, papa? I found a braita to support you. That it's halal. It's the halal, the airspace inside. Mavui should go up and see Amma Mavui, that's higher than 20 Amma. Yot in the Petrochel Hechal, higher than the pet of the Hechal, Yimayet. Okay, Hechal. And we know Hechal Gufo, Halal or Esrim. And we know the halal itself of the Hechal was 20. So you see it's going on the inside.
What did the complaint is from? That was the case I thought it was. You said that. What did you think this? It's 20, wasn't it?
Case you said
was like, no, it's like
slopes.
Because it's 20 at one point,
21
other. So I thought
that's
like the case was the beginning.
No,
the
case
over
here we have
the
middle
point, the 19 to
21. Right. I like this case. I don't know, what were you saying in this case? What part is in, what part is out? Shayla Tova, we have to see now the kind. It's a good case. Well, if your roof slopes. Yeah, Mavui. Why aren't you telling me it's got to be the halal is 20?
Right.
So in the peso is more than 20, could be you have a problem.
Maybe it's
not. I don't know. I don't know if you said that by other cases. My sukkah. Etime, nafshibi badaba shenera papa, kesa daya ose, mania kora misfat esrim ulmata. Oh, so what do you do to fix a mavui that's higher than 20? Says you take the Korah and you put it at the Safa Be'esrim from 20 and below. Now from the fact that it's mashma that the Korah itself has to be within 20. Why does it be within 20? It's mashma that if you're going to put it at 20 and higher, it's going to be a problem. The Korah was limited, even if it's Adama. If it's higher than 20, so long as underneath it is 20, you're good. Here it says, where do you put the Korah? Misfat Esrim. It's got to be within 20, the Korah. Why is it within 20? I don't know. You can put the Korah at 21, so long as underneath it is 20. So this is a question. Why does it say that you can put the Korah Misfat Esrim Ulmata? It could be even put, according to this, even above the 20 mark. That's the Gemara's question against them. Yeah, but it says Lamata. It says Lamala. Right, it's not the same thing with Lamala. Right? So Gemara says, no, you misunderstood the Blaita. Ema Ulmata. That's what it meant. 20 or higher. That's a great one. It says 20 Ulmata, but it's Ulmala. So you never know how to learn that. So the Gemara says, Behalemata Ketani. The Gemara asked that question. You know, it says Lamata, but hey, you have Mata Lamala? Which means, read it like this: Mania Koram Misfat Esrim, period. Which means, Fat Esrim means even above his knee. Okay, as long as you have halal 20, you're okay. You should know also ulmata, when it comes to the 10 tefahim shi'ur, the same law applies. Which means a mavui to be a mavui, if you have at least 10 tefahim, or a sukkah, same thing, has to be at least 10 tefahim high. That's the minimum of the petah. Oh, it's 10 tefahim high. It's also the same thing. It's 10 tefahim from the roof. Not 10 tefahim from the top of the roof down, from underneath the halal. But just like the 20 amah, the shi'ur le gova is halal, the shi'ur le mata is also from halal. Good. Okay, now the Gemara discusses. We learned this many times. There's a tefah. Tefah is a hand's breadth. There's two types of tefahim. One is tefah gadol and one is tefah katar. See, they're different measurements. You have the tefah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then you have the later tefah of the Hakamim. The tefah of Moshe Rabbeinu, or the Amah. The Amah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Amah of the Hakamim, let's call it. So the Amah of Moshe Rabbeinu is how much tefahim? 5 tefahim. It's a bigger. 5 is small. 5 is small. 5 tefahim. 5 to each tefah will be.
Each bigger,
becoming
bigger, and 6 would be
smaller. No. You'll see. We'll see the Gemara. You're right. 5 is bigger than 6. But we'll see if it's Chumrah the Kodaf. It'll come up. So the Amah Moshe Rabbeinu is 5 tefahim. 5 per Amah. The Achirim say 6. So sometimes you use the Amah of Moshe, and sometimes you use the Amah of Achirim. You have to know when we use it. So Gemara starts off. Amah Rabbeye. Moshe Rabbeinu Amar. Amah Tzukah. The amat mavui, the amah bat hamisha. Okay, when it comes to mavui and sukkah, it's a 5 tefah amah. Amat kilayim, but when it comes to kilayim, which we'll see what kilayim has to do with anything over here, amah bat shisha. Okay, now the Gemara is assuming the fact that you put mavui and sukkah, the amat hamisha, to only understand the form that we think you're using is it, that it's a chumrah. That's what we're figuring. You're figuring you're taking it a chumrah. Now the Gemara wants to know what the chumrah is. Gemara starts. Amat mavui be'amah bat hamisha lemayil chita. What's the chumrah that comes out by using a smaller amah, the 5 tefahim amah? Legovo. Number one for gova. Very good. Because what do we say the gova of the mavui has to be the maximum? 20. Oh, and we're judging 20 amah of 5 tefahim amahs. That means it's 100 tefahim. If you use the 6 tefahim amah, you get 120. You get a little more. So it's chumrah. Maximum is 100 tefahim. 20 times 5, that's chumrah. And what's the other chumrah? Pirzat mavui. We learned that if you have a pirzat breach in the entrance more than 10 amot, it's no good. Oh, how are you judging the 10 amot? 10 amot is 50 tefahim, 10 times 5. So if you have 51 tefahim already, it's already a breach. Oh, but if you're going with the 6, you have 61. So therefore, it's chumrah on both sides. Beautiful. Ba'ika mashach mavui. Arba amot divkula. Oh, what do you mean? There's a Quran that comes out of this also. There's a shita later on we're going to see on that here. How long the mavui has to be? For a mavui to be considered a mavui that's kosherable, how long does it have to be? So it's one shita, it has to be 4 amot. Oh, so if you go with the 5 tefahim amah, so that's saying it only has to be 20 tefahim long and already can be kosher. But if you would take the 6, you'd have to have at least 24 to be kosher. So we're being lenient that only even 20 you can kosher a mavui like that. No, you need to kosher.
Huh?
You need another tikkun. You wouldn't be able to rely on a lechay and a korah. You need more than a lechay and a korah.
Short is worse,
which means lechay korah is a korah. Lechay put a korah than nothing.
So short is worse than the
korah. No. The fact that I'm telling you.
If you're using a shorter amah,
If I'm using a short of, no, it's not worse. It's lenient.
Yes.
Coming out lenient. That's the point. Which now that's how you find.
Right.
So once it's already 20 tefahim,
right,
I can already kosher with a lecha yakorah. As opposed, according to the other opinion, no, you need 24 to use a lecha yakorah. At 20, you need a bigger tikkun. Yeah. According to the Shita. I'll say it again. Okay, it's good. You're telling me that the rules is chumrot. Everything is chumrot. Yeah. I find the kula. Well, you're telling me shiur of a mavui lengthwise is 4 amot. Okay. How much is 4 amot according to what we're learning now? It's 5. So it's 20. Beautiful. Once you get 20 to fahim, you've qualified for the leniency of lecha yakorah. You've qualified for the leniency. Oh, what are you talking about? I thought you were going to chumrah. If you're going to chumrah in all these dinim, so then you got to take the 6 for that halakha. Because 6 would be the chumrah. That 24 you qualify for the leniency. We understood there's a formula taking place over here. We'll go over the chumrah. All right, find your case where the 5 is the kula. So the Gemara gives a few answers. First of all, I can tell you that this shita is going like that. The kosher mavui, you don't need even an amah. Forget about 4 amot. Even 4 tefachim deep is enough. So it doesn't even enter the discussion. Which means we didn't say that all the halachot are 5 tefachim items. The majority of the amot in mavui are 5, but in the length of it, it's a 6 to 9 item. Rov amot ka'amar. Alright, it's not chumrah. Wherever it's chumrah, bidiyuk. Wherever it's chumrah. Okay, good. Amma sukkah, be'amma bat chamisha, lema hilcheta. Now we say when it comes to sukkah, also you tell me it's a 5. The gobha, pashut, same item. 20 amma high is no good. That means once it's 100 tefahim already, 101 tefahim is not going to be good, as opposed to 120. And the dofen akuma. What's the case of dofen akuma? So we know the case. You have walls of a sukkah. Okay, it's in the house, let's say. You have in the middle of the wall of the middle of the roof, you have schach. On the side, you have roof. Now the roof obviously is not kasher. The law is if the schach is more than 4 amot away from the walls, it's not connected to the walls, and therefore you're not sitting under a kosher schach. However, if there's less than 4 amot or less, then we say dofen akuma. What's the dofen akuma? There's a couple of ways of learning it, but we say like this: the wall goes up and bends across, and then it's as if the wall is all a wall. The whole wall is attached to the skach. It goes up and bends, and therefore the walls are connected to the skach. Now, by saying dofen akuma in a 5 tefachim, it's a chumrah because the maximum we're going to give you is 20 tefachim. If we would give the 6 tefachim amma, we would let you go even up to 24 tefachim to say dofen akuma. So I'm limiting it on 20 tefachim for chumrah. Verses Vayika. Oh, the Gemara found another chumrah. Vayika meshek sukkah ba'arba amot dilkula. Netanya, Rabbi Omer, ani kosukah shein ba'arba amot pesula. Rabbi Shita is minimum size of the sukkah. How big? 4 amot by 4 amot. That's the minimum size to be kasher. Now, by you using a 5 tefachim amma, it's a kula in this case, because you're telling me it only has to be 20 by 20 to be kasher. The chumrah would be to pick the 6 tefachim to be 24 by 24. So the Gemara says, Kira banad amli afidu ena ma'azeket ela rosho rubo b'shulchano. You're right, but I go like that shita. There's another shita that says that the sukkah can be tiny. As long as it can fit the majority of your body and your table, that's already enough. So then we didn't get to amot yet, didn't we get to discussion? Second answer, ve'iba etema le'olam rabihi. Rov amot ka'amah, like we answered before, that the majority of the dinim of sukkah are in the 5 tefachim amma, but some of them will even be in the 6, which we bottom them are always going le'chumrah. Okay.